Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I want to talk today about what the Sabbath day should feel like in our modern lives. Over in the text in Exodus chapter 31, listen to what verse 13 says. You must observe my Sabbath. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Here's a couple of thoughts just to get us underway in our time of meditation today. How can putting aside a day of Sabbath rest, and I want to emphasize that again, how can putting aside a day of Sabbath rest first help us plan the rest of our week? Well, it does prepare us when we get ourselves ready and refueled with our emotions, with our intellect, with our physical being, and most especially with our spiritual world. You know, we are spiritual beings. And having the Sabbath in which we refuel ourselves, we are refreshing our soul through a Sabbath rest. Well, I want to encourage you that we can be overwhelmed with things in this life, as you well know. And even though time has been given to us by God as a resource for us to manage, it often seems like we can't disconnect from the tyranny of the urgent in our time and our lives. In our hectic lives, sometimes we find that time is managing us rather than the other way around, and that our trouble with time begins when we start from the wrong place. First, we plan our weekdays of work, our family roles, our household chores, shopping, and countless other tasks, but then we approach the weekend with a giant to-do list that further overwhelms us. We have to hit the supermarket, the home center, the dry cleaners, the shop, or the shopping mall, soccer practice, the gym. Rest? You've got to be kidding, Chuck. Well, if we don't have time for a Sabbath, we're doing too much. When God created time, he established the Sabbath as an interlude in the bustle of daily life. The Sabbath was the regular weekly time for the Israelites to remember that God had made them a holy people. And on this day, they and we are to connect with God in worship, in prayer, in meditation, in physical rest, and in family enjoyment. On this day, we are to knit ourselves together with God in fellowship and refreshment, and to one another in loving, nurturing relationships. Oh, friend, listen, today I invite you to let the Lord know of those things that you think you might be doing too much of, and ask the Lord, would he give you wisdom on how to lay those aside so that you might begin every week having a day of Sabbath rest. Please don't hear me say like I've got this figured out, because I don't, but I am keenly aware of my need. So let's take a minute and join the Lord in prayer as we prepare for meditation. Lord, today in our hectic pace, would you give us wisdom as to what we're to lay aside? Would you give us direction on how we're to lead our family into a Sabbath rest? Would you give us peace and direction? Would you give us clarity on how we are to take a day of Sabbath and how we are to enjoy our day of Sabbath in you, our King? And would you do that in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. So friend, I want to invite you to take a few moments of meditation to simply stop. And even though this may be the middle of the week, you can stop and take a moment of Sabbath and prepare your soul for the rest of this day and ask the Lord to give you wisdom, clarity, boundaries, and that he might give you balance. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, the Sabbath was established and regulated by Old Testament laws, and today many of us worship on Sunday, as it appears that many of the believers did in the book of Acts or even in the Pauline writings. And then we struggle to figure out what we are to do and not supposed to do. But here's the key, friend. Have you taken time to rest your soul, to revive your soul, and to restore your soul? Have you come to a point in which you're refreshed because you've taken a moment of Sabbath? If not, I encourage you, seek that balance to find Sabbath rest in your soul. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you back again on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.